And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. It's now time to take a break from Open Line, as joining us in studio as she is the first Tuesday of every month at 10:10. We have Lisa Wilson in studio from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
It's good to have you in studio. We didn't get to see you last week, so it's good to see you in studio again this week. All right, lots of things going on, and we're going to go ahead and get it started with the Independence Public Library is celebrating a virtual holiday festival this Saturday.
That's right. So they typically do a holiday festival at the library, but because of COVID this year, they are holding it virtually. Our numbers are up, and so we're just trying to keep everybody safe, but we are also working really hard to find ways to celebrate the holidays and the Christmas season. So the public library has pulled out all the stops to offer some virtual holiday festivities. You'll need to go to the Facebook page, which is at IPLKS for Independence Library Kansas, and that's going to be this Saturday from 6 to 7 in the evening. So again, you'll want to get your phone, get your tablet, get your desktop all fired up, and log in to Facebook. Check that out. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there sending some holiday Christmas wishes to all the kids. So while the kids won't be able to sit on Santa's lap or visit Santa and Mrs. Claus in person, they will be on Facebook so that the kids can, get a glimpse of Santa and Mrs. Claus. Yeah, so they're passing through Independence, and they will be sending out lots of wishes to the kids. And then the Indie Ensemble will also be singing virtually. And so they always have lots of holiday songs prepared to share with the community. So they'll be providing some Christmas music. And then there will also be the traditional reading of The Night Before Christmas. So that will be fun. So there will be somebody from the library there reading that story, and kids can just listen along.
I love that story. That's one of my all-time favorites.
I know. And then this is super cool. This is a really good idea. They are going to be doing DIY holiday crafts while on Facebook Live. And so what we need to tell everybody is you can actually go by the library this Wednesday and Thursday from 2 to 6. It's curbside drop-off, and you can pick up your free packet of craft supplies so that you'll have everything you need to be able to follow along as they're doing their DIY crafts on Saturday evening. So be sure, and again, go by the library this Wednesday or Thursday from 2 to 6. It's curbside delivery, and get your packets of craft supplies so that you can make the Christmas crafts.
Very nice. All right. And then, of course, coming up this Friday is First Friday, and you guys got some exciting guests on.
That's right. So it, too, will be virtual. We are not going to have First Friday open to the public, again, because of the COVID numbers. We're just trying to keep everybody safe. We don't want to get anybody quarantined right before the holidays, or any time for that matter. But we are going to do First Friday live streamed, and that will be on the city's Facebook page. It's this Friday from 7:30, and it is, as you mentioned, our fifth annual Shop Local event. So this is super cool, lots of fun. All the retailers are going to be there. We have about 15 retailers that are going to be there, and they each get 2 minutes to showcase their, their hot items from their store. And Larry McHugh will be there as our videographer, and he will be getting lots of good tight shots so that all the people watching on their, again, their laptops, their cell phones, tablets, will be able to see all of the cool things that are available right here in Independence. No need to jump in the car, go to the city, shop online, none of that, because there's lots of cool fun things that we want to make people aware of. Not to say you're not going to buy something online, because that's not realistic.
Right.
But sometimes when you're looking, you're searching Amazon, or you're doing something on Etsy trying to find something really cool and eclectic and different and unique, many times those items are in the stores in downtown. You just don't know it. So we're going to be putting those items in front of everyone. And in order to keep everybody kind of engaged during that time, it's from 7:30 in the morning is when it will start. So while you're getting ready for work, you can log in. Hopefully you'll be able to stay engaged and follow along, because we will be giving out some prizes. So we'll be having some for lack of a better word, some games. And maybe if you answer a question, you're the first to comment. You might be getting some Main Street bucks, money you can spend in downtown. We also have some discount cards. And those discount cards are historically cards that we pass out to everybody who attends First Friday, and you can get 10% off in most of the stores that are listed on there. Well, we can't pass them out because we're not going to have any audience there.
Right.
But I think we're going to play some games again on Facebook that if you're participating and commenting, you can actually come by the chamber office and we'll give you one of those cards and you can go shopping and save 10% at most of these retailers. So that's all happening this Friday. It's the 5th annual Shop Local event. Starts at 7:30 in the morning. So tune in to the city's Facebook page.
All right. So again, local retailers being showcased this week for First Friday. And then, of course, this Saturday is the recycling drop-off at the sanitation yard.
That's right. So always on the first Saturday of the month, we have the recycling sanitation. We have the recycling drop-off at 21st and Maple. That's the location of the sanitation yard from 8 to noon. And in addition to that once-a-month opportunity, you can also drop off your recycling from every Tuesday. So that would be today from 11 to 1. They're open, so you can drop off all of those items, as well as you can drop off debris and appliances and furniture and other junk and bulky items that you're wanting to get rid of. Get everything cleaned up. It's still nice outside, sun shining today. Still opportunities to get those things cleaned up and thrown away. And then also the city gives another opportunity to do some cleaning every Thursday from 8 to 2. They take all those items except recycling. So again, if you know, I know we have to put our limbs out and we have to be patient because the city's big and the staff is not as big as the city, and it takes a long time to make their way around and pick up all these limbs that, you know, fell to the ground during the ice storm and all the leaves that are, you know, accumulated. And as I drive around town, it's like they're everywhere. But the city's working really hard to get those picked up. So we just have to be patient with that. But in the meantime, all that junk stuff that we have, we can load it up and we can get rid of it at the sanitation yard again. At 21st and Maple, you can drop it off on the first Saturday from 8 to noon, every Tuesday from 11 to 1, and every Thursday from 8 to 2.
And it was wild how there was just a line between Coffeyville and Independence. Independence got a lot of ice and broke up. Coffeyville got mainly rain.
Really?
I don't think there was any ice here at all. So
you lucked out.
Yeah, it was. There was like almost a line right in between Independence and Coffeyville, and we're not that far apart, obviously. Also coming up on December 8th through the 10th, Kansas Work is hosting a virtual job fair.
That's right. So there are a lot of people that are looking for work right now. Maybe they're looking to make a job change. And Kansas Works would be the place that you want to get connected with. So Tuesday, December the 8th, that would be next week, through Thursday, December the 10th, Kansas Works is hosting a virtual job fair. And it's from 8 to 5. And you can register now on the Kansas Works website. So you can go to their homepage and all the information is right there. And then also next Tuesday, Kansas Works is hosting a virtual resume and job search workshop. So this is really beneficial to people. It's going to be from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock via Zoom. And again, you'll need to go to the Kansas Works website and you can check that out. But this event is to help individuals that might need some assistance in building their resume or learning some job searching skills. You know, that's if you've it's a skill, you know. To look for a job.
It is. Believe me, when I lost my job a few months back before I got a job here, man, it was while trying to relearn to do job searching and rewriting my resume. It was trying to figure that out was difficult.
It is. It is difficult. And in the middle of all of it, you're concerned about the loss of a job or, you know, not having that income. And then on top of that, you're faced with good grief, how do I put together a resume? How do I go about searching for all of these jobs? And so, again, this event is going to help you with that resume, learn how to search for those jobs, gain experience from some feedback from some professional coaching. So that's going to be crazy beneficial for people to take advantage of that. So if you need this kind of help or you know someone who does, give them this phone number. You can call Kansas Works at 620-332-5904. And they're a great bunch of people, and they have a lot of capacity and capabilities for people. So be sure and reach out to them.
Absolutely. Great time to try to find a job. So this is coming in at a good time. Also, you have a couple of save the dates, including the Holiday Sippin' Shop and the Moonlight Shopping event, which I remember from last year.
That's right. So I'll probably have some more details next week, but I want to put everybody, I want have everybody put this on their calendar. So next week, I'll be here on Tuesday, but December the 10th would be Thursday. Mm-hmm. Is that not nuts?
I know. Mean, November flew by. It was like gone in the blink of an eye. But you know what? The quicker we get 2020 out of here, the better. So.
Okay. Well, so anyway, December the 10th is next Thursday, and that's going to be the Holiday Sippin' Shop in downtown Independence. And I visited with Tabitha. She's working to get all the details for that event and the locations where you'll be able to stop and grab one of those commemorative wine glasses that they always give out. And there will be lots of, deals and things downtown that night. So that's next Thursday. And then the following Thursday, for everyone who's freaking out and panicking going, oh my gosh, I have 1 week left, there's going to be some moonlight shopping that you can take advantage of and get some of those Christmas gifts purchased kind of last minute there. So you can shop anytime you want to in downtown Independence, but those particular nights, December the 10th and 17th, which would be next Thursday, the next two Thursdays, there can be some specials in downtown. So mark those on your calendar.
All right. And then coming up on Saturday, December 12th, the Independence Fire and EMS will be hosting the Stuff the Ambulance.
That's right. So there's a lot of opportunity to give back this year. So, you know, it's been as you mentioned, we want 2020 to just evaporate and be a thing of the past. But it's been a hard year for a lot of people. And typically Christmas is a hard time of year for many people in the best of times. Mm-hmm. And now we're somewhat in not so best of times. And the Independence Fire and EMS, they've teamed up with KVC Foster Care. And they are stuffing the ambulance. So I think they were out at Walmart last weekend, but they're going to be there again on the 19th and on the 12th. So that will be this Saturday and next Saturday. So I actually put those numbers backwards. So this Saturday, the 12th, and next, the following Saturday, the 19th, from 10 to 3, they're going to be at Walmart. And basically, you just go in and, you know, you're getting your own food and your own items. Grab some extra toys, maybe grab some children's clothing, or maybe reach in your purse or your wallet and grab a few extra dollars and donate to this cause. And the clothing, these toys are all put together, and they are then distributed to the kids that find themselves in foster care this holiday season. So we want to be thinking about all of them, and you can drop off your donations at the fire department anytime, and that is at 811 West Laurel. You can also call them at 332-2504, and they can answer any questions that you might have. Again, you can drop them off at 811 West Laurel. You can call them at 332-2504, and you can contribute to Stuff the Ambulance this Saturday. This Saturday, the 12th and the 19th, and make a difference. And on top of that, when you're talking about helping kiddos, we received a flyer from First United Methodist Church, and they have some angels on their tree, and these angels are ready to be adopted. And so, again, it's another opportunity to help a family in need. that they have some large families, they have some small families, and if you would like to adopt these families, you can call the church at 331-3840, and they will walk you through the process of making sure that you get a family off of the angel tree. So we want to take care of those kids. And then I also want to let everyone know that Jim Kelly with Adopt a Family, and that's at Community National Bank, and their phone number is 331-3100. And you can ask for Debbie Moses or Janet Tucker or Jim Kelly, and they can all help you if you are looking to adopt a family from that program as well. So all the applications have been made for families that have needs this holiday season. And so if you're wanting to adopt a family, you can give them a call. And again, you can say, you know, I'd like a single mom with a little girl, or I'd like a big family with all boys, or, you know, you can kind of tell them maybe what your, you know, where your heart is, mm-hmm. and they might be able to match you up. Then again, they might say, you know, these are the families that we have. And you would say, it does not matter. I'll take any of them or all of them.
Right.
And then we'll, you just get that information, and then you go shopping and you bring those items back, and then they will pack them up for distribution for Christmas. So lots of opportunities.
Absolutely. Lots of opportunities to give during this time of year. Also coming up on Sunday, December 13th is the drive-through community Christmas dinner. I know this is usually held there, but obviously during COVID, it's going to be a drive-through Christmas dinner this year.
That's right. Another opportunity to give back. St. Andrew always does an amazing Christmas dinner that is open to the public. This dinner is absolutely free to anyone who is in need of a home-cooked meal. So Sunday, December the 13th, as you mentioned, it's drive-through, and it will be a community Christmas dinner at the St. Andrew Parish Center. And the address for that is 420 East Myrtle, and it'll be from 11 to 1. So you can you just drive through and you tell them how many meals that you need, and they will pack you up and send you on your way so that you can go home with your family members and enjoy a great meal together.
All right. So blood drive. The American Red Cross is holding a blood drive coming up on December 15th.
Yeah. So there's lots of ways to give back. You know, sometimes you don't have a lot of extra money to give, but we can all give the gift of life, and that is to donate blood. And on Tuesday, December the 15th, the American Red Cross will be in town doing their every other month blood drive. They always come to Independence every other month from 11 to 5:15 at the Civic Center. That's at 410 North Penn Avenue. It's right across from Arby's. That's kind of a landmark. But anyway, it's a way to give back. And they right now they need a lot of blood. So put that on your list of things to do. And again, you're potentially saving a life. So I can't imagine a better Christmas gift than the gift of life. So that's Tuesday, December the 15th. And again, the American Red Cross blood drive be from 11 to 5:15 at the Civic Center. And then lastly, another great organization that gives back to people in need would be the Salvation Army. And they are needing bell ringers. So, you know, a lot of times you get your senior population out and they, you know, they ring bells and they're super good at it. And it's always nice to see their smiling faces. But right now, you know, is not the time necessarily to put them in a situation where they could be exposed to potential COVID.
Right. They're most vulnerable.
Yes. So, so bell ringers are kind of, younger bell ringers are in need right now. So if, you're in that category, if you are, a high school student, maybe needing some volunteer hours, some community service hours, or, you're an adult that maybe is not in that, health category and you want to give of your time to be a bell ringer, you need to call, Georgiana. And you can call her at 926-0864. And I believe she is at the Community Access Center. And so, again, they are needing, you know, they're trying to recruit some bell ringers. And if you can carve out some time, they would appreciate it. And again, that phone number is 620-926-0864.
All right. So, again, lots of good causes there. And, Lisa, if anybody does have any more questions about these things or maybe something else, or maybe they want to have their whatever they're doing listed and talked about on the air, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. We always take information that we want to share with the community. So be sure and call at the chamber office, 331-1890. Always give us a call. If we happen to not be there or we're on another line, you'll be able to leave a message. You can always check out our website. You can check out our Facebook page. That's at Get Independence. And you can always actually email us at chamber@indkschamber.org. So.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, talking about all the great things happening over in Independence. And we will talk to you again, not at the same time next week, but at 8:10 on next week. And we look forward to it.
Thank you. I'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get right back to Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.